Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Carlin Betcha, who you'll find on Medium.com and at her website, carlinbetcha.com. And here is A Love Letter to Short Men. Your height is not an issue, unless you make it one. It's one of the most common openers I see on dating apps, a man's height. It's usually the first thing men list, and sometimes height is the only thing listed. Yep, just height, nothing else. As if those two numbers measured in feet and inches contain multitudes. I understand why it happens. We are a society obsessed with looks. We treat beauty in both genders as a currency. Attractive people make more money, are viewed as more agreeable, and somehow more valuable. This is part of the halo effect, a psychology term where we assign one single trait, beauty, to other characteristics, kindness. Personally, I have never seen a woman who cares about height. In fact, I find short men hot. Not all of them, but many. Let me tell you a not hot short man story. I recently went on a date with a 5'5" guy. Within 15 minutes of our meeting, he asks, "Is my height a problem?" It was not, until he mentioned it. I had not even looked at the height he listed on his profile. I then spent the next 20 minutes assuaging his fragile ego and explaining why many women like short men. It was exhausting. At one point, I think he read the weariness in my slumped shoulders and tried to self-correct. "I'm only asking because you write about love and sex." Sure. If you went on a date with a dermatologist, would you ask her to examine the fungus between your toes? I didn't say that, but I wanted to. My sarcasm is a feral beast. Then there are the many, many short guys who lie about their height on dating apps. You know who you are. I once went on a date with a guy claiming to be 5'8". He was 5'4". That's a 4-inch lie if we are keeping track. I wore 3-inch heels for that date. That put me at 5'8". When I greeted him with a hug, this was pre-pandemic days, his head landed on my chest. Awkward. For most women, height is not a deal breaker, but lying is. So here it is, short men, the painful truth. Your height is not the lady boner killer you think it is. It's your lack of confidence that makes women's ovaries shrivel up and never want to go on another date again. I have dated a lot of sexy short men, and they all had one thing in common: nothing to prove. When Tom Cruise, 5'7", was voted sexiest man alive multiple times, did anyone add a footnote? Sexy for a short guy. Hell no! When Bruno Mars, 5'5", shakes what his mama gave him, are women getting out their measuring sticks? Ah, no. Then there's Napoleon. Napoleon never had a complex about his height, nor was he even really that short. You can feel his confidence oozing out of the impassioned love letters he wrote to Josephine. One read, "A kiss on your heart, and one much lower down, much lower." Nowhere in that letter will you find a postscript saying, "Unless my height makes you not in the mood." Yet Napoleon somehow got his name attached to the height inferiority complex known as the Napoleon complex. The Napoleon Complex states that short men tend to be more aggressive, lie more, and try to compensate for their short stature by being exceptionally cruel. But research has found the opposite to be true. One study from NYU found short men are 32% less likely to divorce than tall men. The study also found women married to short men reported greater happiness, and short men did more housework than tall men. Yes, there is a correlation between happiness and a freshly mopped floor. Clearly, short men are doing something right. I polled over 20 of my most dateable girlfriends for this article. I asked the same question. Are you attracted to short men? Most had a similar answer. It depends on the guy. That's a nice way of saying that it is not the package, it's the meat inside. So please, short men everywhere, you are just as sexy as the tall guy, and in many cases, more so, because you know what you have to offer cannot be measured in inches and feet. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris K.K. Aria on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.